going on, everyone? I was actually on social media. I was running down my news feed, and I came across a post that, honestly, it rang in my head. But it rang in my head for a different reason. And actually, I'm sorry here, because it's like, I've actually just noticed that a Jewish center has just received a bomb threat again, like it did last week. But it just happened again, and they have evacuated it again. But anyway, well, people just be going off right now. Let me get off of that before I can keep talking about what I wanted to talk about. It was a post by a black woman, and in her post, she was saying that, let's see, somebody decided they want to go talk. I hope it doesn't catch up on the mic. But it was a post by a black woman saying that, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact wording of it all. It was a nice little paragraph, but to sum it all up, it was saying that even as a woman, even if she's wrong, she's going to argue to the last breath her point, regardless of the fact that she is wrong, and we have no choice but to accept it. We cannot win an argument against women. And honestly, that made me think. Because I remember being told that something similar like that, and men tell their sons that kind of thing as far as when they're in relationships or getting married to a woman and so on. They feed this mantra, this narrative that regardless of whether it's wrong or right, the woman is just right. Now that says a couple things to me as I look back, I reflect, and I think about the logic behind it all. The number one thing that it says, and women don't be offended, but that's just how it plays out. It just says that women aren't logical. Women do not care for right and wrong. They just care for them to be on top. They don't believe in logic. They don't believe in reasoning. So in fact, women are grown-up children. They're just children in the world. What's funny is we teach our children growing up the difference between right and wrong. We teach them morals. We teach them good and bad. Some go to church and they learn about good and evil. You go to school, you learn about good and bad, right and wrong. You have a justice system that punishes people that do wrong. And you have a system that uplifts and promotes people that do right. So we have this clear-cut line of saying, okay, one is good, one is bad, right is right, wrong is wrong. But when it comes to dealing with women, and maybe I'm not gonna say it's black women specifically, because I've seen all the other racist demographics allude to the same notion that women, when you arguing with women, you don't argue with a woman, they just win. Trying to argue with a woman is trying to argue with a brick wall. You're just beating yourself over the head over and over, but you're not going to get anywhere. So women, are you really that illogical, such illogical beings, such unstable creatures, that you're not able to comprehend right is right and wrong is wrong, so we just automatically have to buckle to whatever it is that's in your head at the time? That we should automatically just bow down to what you feel is the right answer, even if it is clearly wrong? I mean, just like this woman said, even if she knows she is wrong, she will argue her point to her last breath. She will argue her point to her last breath. Fuck all reasoning, fuck all logic. That is not logical to her. That is not logical to them, apparently. So what I want to ask is, why do we continue this enabling of such a destructive, self-destructive behavior? This behavior where I'm always right, regardless if I'm wrong, is what's messing up a lot of relationships. It's what's messing up a lot of communities. It's what's allowing these little hounds of Bastardville, as Tommy likes to say, to continue to run these streets entitled and enabled for no damn reason. Because they're raised by these women with no fathers in their lives to help them think logically and think of the bigger picture. And now we got a plane, fighter jet. But we don't have men to counterbalance this foolish thought of, just because I feel a certain kind of way, I'm right. For example, last week there was a story of a black woman running her truck into a T-Mobile store. And the reason she ran her truck into the T-Mobile store is because they wouldn't give her an iPhone. When the police asked her why she did it, she said she was having a bad day. So because she felt like it, she could go in there and run her truck into the T-Mobile store and destroy the merchandise, assault an employee, destroy public property. All because she felt like it. She was having a bad day. And she should get a slap on her wrist. That's it. Women are right. Just don't argue it. We cannot allow to continue this type of behavior. We cannot allow to nurture and further this type of mentality and thinking. It serves no one but the person that is doing it. I can see why they say black women are the snack pack throwers of America. I can see that. And for those that would say, oh, well, guess what? Your mom's a black woman or whatever. But guess what? As a black woman, she does not carry herself like an idiot. She does not carry herself like a fool. There's a difference between a regular black woman and an idiot, a fool, a negress, or whatever you want to call them. And then, check this out. So the other day, my brother sends me a screenshot of this girl who says that, let me see if I can pull it up, actually. One second here. All right, here it goes. And it says, he don't want a good girl because them hoes is his choice. And she got the sign. She got the kitty cat sign. She got herself, I guess, on fleek, you know what I'm saying? She got her long hair down to her waist that ain't even her hair, with freaking couple different colors in it. And it's like, what are you doing? You're celebrating yourself as a hoe? Is that what you're saying? So you're telling the girls, don't be a good girl, be a hoe? That's what niggas want? Or is hoes what's being fed to niggas so that niggas continue to keep eating on the same thing? But logically speaking, why would you want to be a hoe? Why would you want to be a hoe? Hoe used to be bad. Things about black people is like they've taken a lot of things that used to be bad, and they turned around and made it promotional. They made it good. They celebrated it. So it's like, are you defusing the enemy by taking the enemy's weapons away from them and use it on yourself as something good? Is that what's going on? You're celebrating yourself with those very weapons that the enemy used against you? I'm confused. But that's a story for another time, though. But the fact that we... I don't know how many times these jets are going to come through. I'm nowhere near the base this time. But anyway... These jets, see, I'm still thinking about the jets. Hold on. But anyway, Hopefully it's far enough away I can speak now. But these women are being enabled. They are children in that sense. I guess that's why they say women and children first. When they say when a ship is sinking or something, they say women and children first. You would think on the evolutionary ladder, there will be children and women and then men. But no, women first, then the children, last is the men. Because women are illogical. You can't argue with a woman. Because for whatever reason, they're just supposed to always be right, regardless of what is going on, whatever the logic. And women are so empowered by that belief. They tote that like a fucking mantra. That is their shit. That is their flag. That is the woman's national, international, whatever flag. We are right. You can't argue with us. You just have to bow down. That is their shit. Feminism pushed that to the forefront. That is their shit. You can't argue with a woman. You shouldn't have to argue with a woman. You should be able to debate with the woman, and a debate would show that, guess what? If you are thinking logically, half the shit you're saying is nonsense. But because you're a woman, it's supposed to fly. A man cannot say the same things and let it fly. A child, most of the time, cannot say the same things and let it fly. But because you are a woman, it's all good. That is enabling bad behavior. The same way Democrats have enabled black folks' niggerisms, the same way the Democratic Party, the Democrats, have enabled these niggas in these hoods and these communities and these ghettos to continue to kill and destroy each other for these, logically speaking, the shit is horrendous. It's backwards. It doesn't make sense. Shit, it's asinine. But hey, that's just how I look at it, logically speaking. Maybe you disagree. If you disagree, go ahead. You can let me know. You can drop something in the comment box. You can try to hit me up, see about getting on one of my live shows. We can go ahead and talk about it. We can discuss it further. Make sure you visit my website, lyricalelitist.com. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Subscribe. Share, check out TLE TV on YouTube, and make sure you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. Radio shows going on as well. Blog Talk Radio, TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Ladies, logic is your best friend, not the diamonds. Let's get it right.